You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Astro Weather and Readings with Ashley June.
Ashley June.
Live from AshleyJune.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astro Weather and Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, I am Ashley from AshleyJune.com, here with your Astro Weather Report for the week of April 24th through 30th. And yesterday and today, we've had the full moon in Scorpio. This full moon is kind of the ending of the eclipses that we just went through, starting at the end of March with that full moon eclipse. So all of that eclipse energy was very intense. Hopefully by this time now that we have this current full moon that is not an eclipse, that eclipse energy should be calming down. Those stories will still last for 6 months because that's what eclipses do. They're long stories, but that energy should be calming down now. But tomorrow we have Mercury finally turning direct. So no more Mercury retrograde. With this Scorpio full moon and Mercury turning retrograde, Scorpio is all about secrets. And this Mercury retrograde, there could be a lot of stories that were coming up and rumors that were going around. Now those are going to start getting cleared up. This full moon, kind of full moons put a light on things. So with Mercury going direct at the same time, stories are going to become more clear. Rumors are going to be sorted out and the truth of things is going to come out. So a lot less confusion going on. And I think this full moon is really going to allow that. It can be very intense. It could be emotional. People could be getting upset about these things, but just realize these are the energies. Let yourself just kind of calm down and go through that and just let it go and release it. Then on the 29th, we are going to have Mars, the planet of action, meet up with Neptune, the planet of dreams, and like he's the god of the ocean. So this can also kind of be delusions, but the action planet meeting up with him, this can be energy for getting your dreams into action or taking more steps towards making your dreams come true. So a lot of good energy this week. Getting out of all of the eclipse energy is going to be very nice moving forward for our all of the star energy that we're working with this week. And just a quick card for our collective reading for us. Self-nurturing during this time. This is a beautiful orange card, sacral chakra card. Really just, it's a lotus and a lady just laying in a lotus flower. Take some time to take care of yourself this week because the energies can be intense with that full moon energy. And sometimes the Mars meet up with Neptune can also kind of, on the flip side, can suck your energy out of you. So you're either going to be feeling energized to make steps towards your goals, or you're going to feel like, I just don't have the energy for it this week. Depends on where you are in that. I think the water signs, Scorpio and Cancer, Pisces, you're going to be having more energy to do things. The earth signs, fire signs, air signs might be feeling a little less energized with this. The Mars and Neptune are meeting up in the sign of Pisces, and with the full moon in Scorpio, we have a lot of big energy in those water signs, and that makes water sign people feel great. All right, and we're ready to take a call, taking calls today. I have Jody in Knoxville, Tennessee. Hi, Jody.
Hi. It's nice to be on the radio here. Get a reading.
So nice to have you, Jody. Is there anything specific that you have that you'd like to have a reading for? Specific question?
Well, I have lost a best friend. We had a disagreement, and I don't know if we're still friends or not. She said taking a break from our friendship for a while. So that's what she said, and I got her. She was quite miffed with me.
Okay.
So I don't know if we're still friends or not. And I just want to know about that relationship. So do you see us being friends again, or I know I have disappointed her, and so want to know where we stand, where I stand with her.
All right, here.
See anything, or?
So what's coming up first is the sixth of Earth card that's coming up right here right now, and this is a card. It has it kind of looks like two scales, and like there's just a fairy. Was there something with this friendship or related to finances by chance?
She was just a very close friendship with me and my mom. Was my mom and I, and she knew my mom very well. She thought well of her. They both worked at Teleco Village and here in Knoxville. So they were a very close friendship. It was a very close friendship, and she thought very well of my mom and I, and most of my mom, of course. But just want to know where we stand in our friendship.
Okay. So the next card that's coming up for me here, is the Star card. And this I work with angels and higher vibrational beings. And this is the Star Archangel Jophiel. Happy times, optimistic. So this is a nice card for that. Long-term plans on the right path. The Star is always a very hopeful card. That's coming up for you. Did she give you a specific reason on why she was wanting to take a break?
I don't know what it was or anything. I don't remember exactly what it was that we disagreed about some things. And she said she was just going to take a break. And so I thought that's fine. And I don't know if I will ever hear from her again. I don't know. Are she and I still friends, or what? Have I really damaged the friendship?
So also I have reality check is a card that's coming up for this. This is a card from an angel oracle deck. It has looks like a unicorn here. This is about honesty. And then I also have the Queen of Fire coming up. So is she kind of a fiery personality?
Not a really fire. I don't think she's that or anything. She's a Scorpio, if that makes any difference. Her birthday is in October.
I'm getting a reality check. Then the next card that I'm getting is evolution, but it's reversed here. There's some, there's resistance here. It's not looking great. It looks like, and with the Queen of Fire too, this card is all about confidence. So what she said, it sounds like what's coming up is that she's pretty, it seems like she's pretty determined in this. And what she said, it sounds like she's the type of person who kind of does what she says she's going to do here.
Okay.
But you also have the Knight of Fire coming up here. And the Knight of Fire is passionate, adventurous, and then also the Page of Earth. These are a lot of court cards here. Were there other people that were in, so you said your mother was involved in this relationship too?
She was, she's passed away about seven years ago. My mother did. She was very close to my mom, working together, of course, and getting to know her. She helped my mom a lot, do things like cleaning the house and doing yard work for us. And I'm just wanting to know where our friendship stands with myself and this girl.
Well,
you don't see us being friends anymore, or
it looks like to me this person is very, they mean what they say, and that if you want the relationship to move forward, the Star card is here for it. So that is hopeful. But the other cards that are here, you've got that reality check card, and then this evolution that's reversed coming up for you. And then these other court cards, I think, are showing just she means what she says. If you want to rekindle a relationship with her, it's looking to me like that's something that you were going to have to reach out to her about and find out what it is that has upset her so much. Are you unsure of what has upset her?
I know what has upset her, but she's upset with me, of course, and we just had a disagreement about some things, and I got into her personal business, which I should not have done. I realized I did wrong with her. I'd like to mend this relationship if I can with her. So what can I do?
I think that you would have to reach out and apologize. You're going to have to.
I did apologize to her.
Well, with the Mercury turning direct today, so that's the communication planet. He's been moving backwards, and now he's going to start moving forwards again starting tomorrow. But he will be in his shadow for 2 weeks. So that means he's going over the same terrain that he had already been through. After about 2 weeks, you can have a new story. So I would wait for 2 weeks before you try to reach out to her again to see if you're able to start maybe from a fresh place, to be in a different place with her in a friendship. But what's coming up here is that what happened really upset her, and she's gonna stick to her guns. But there's a lot of miscommunication that's been going on also for the last month, and being able to start a new story and maybe start off somewhere new in your friendship with her. I think I would wait for 2 weeks before I tried to apologize again and see if she is willing to rekindle a relationship with you. Here we go.
But you don't think she is right now?
I would wait 2 weeks. I've got the Six of Fire coming up for that, and it says victory, good news on its way with the Six of Fire for that. I would wait for 2 weeks to talk to her, let her cool off, and then I would try again.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Well, thank you so much, Jody. I hope it works out for you. Give her some time to cool off, and then in 2 weeks I'd reach out again and maybe send her some flowers or something, just to say, hey, I'm sorry, and I really do truly appreciate our friendship, and I don't want to lose you as a friend.